Why, hey there. My name is Darcy Jeremy, and you're listening to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. In this episode, we're talking about what season of business are you in? Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. So thanks for hanging out with me today. I get such joy putting together these podcast episodes for you. As you already may know, on June 28th, 2021, I am opening enrollment to the Accelerate program. There are so many benefits for being a member. Not only do you have that community and support from me and your peers in the group, but you get all these amazing features of the program, including monthly white labeled infographics that you can distribute in your marketing channels. You'll learn how to market. You'll get up to date literature review about ergonomics, and you'll get a lot of useful information that you can apply not only in how to market, but you'll get office ergo info in addition to industrial ergonomics information. So excited for you to be a part of this, and I can't wait to open the cart and see you involved in those trainings leading up. And as we get closer to the date, you'll get all of those details and information. Just join that wait list that I talk about at the end of the episode, and I'll see you really, really soon. Today, I want to chat about the seasons of business. And I think this is a very good analogy because it reflects so clearly the seasons of our weather, the seasons of the year. Now, I live in Canada, as you know, and we have four clear seasons: winter, spring, summer, fall. Each one of these seasons represent an aspect of building a business, personal growth, things that are reflective of our life. Not only our life in tangible aspects as business, but how our energy feels perhaps after a season of intense execution. And one more thing I want to talk about before I get into these seasons is that it's cyclical. And just because you might be in, perhaps you've been doing ergonomics assessments for the past 20 years, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in a winter type of season. Every year it kind of starts over to new projects that you're working with, how to use modern marketing techniques, maybe to stay up to date with the latest literature or to execute on a really large project that you're working with. There's really so many examples of how the season can relate to what we're doing on a day-to-day and quarter-to-quarter, and even taking a look at that big picture year-to-year. So my question for you is that, have you noticed these ebbs and flows in your energy and what you're getting done in your business? It's important to note that just because I'm using the four season analogy, it doesn't necessarily mean that the season of your life, which is what I'm going to be talking about this, or your business life, is restricted to only 3 months. It could be that you're doing a spring or a building and planning phase for half a year when you're learning something new. I look at my members of Accelerate, and often we're learning how to best implement marketing. So it's something that can take longer than expected because it's almost like we're learning a new language, and that can take a little bit of time. So I want that to be something that you can reflect on during this episode, because it's, let's face it, it's nice to have that space to reflect on where we are in our business, for us to identify where any gaps are so that we can move our business forward. Because I think many of us can fall into those laws. I know I certainly can, when we're looking for that spark or that inspiration that can move us through that season, whether it's the season of rest or the season of execution, so that we can be able to grow and get to that goal that we desire, whether it's doing more ergonomics assessments or building our network or having more reach with our skill set and our marketing campaigns. Or maybe it's keeping on top of the literature, or maybe it's just learning how to do, let's say, an transitioning from office ergonomic assessments to industrial ergonomics assessments. All of those aspects have a clear season attached to it. And as I started this idea is that we can get caught in those lulls. And sometimes what we need to get started, at least personally, is a spark or that inspiration. And I realized that we're not talking about ergonomics principles or participatory ergonomics, something it's near and dear to my heart, and I talked about it a bit in our podcast in the last few episodes. But I feel this is really important, and it's often the difference that makes a difference that many business owners can be missing with the idea of we have to consistently execute in order to get paid, in order to bring a revenue, in order to provide for our families. Let's first talk about spring. In Canada, where I live right now, spring is almost over. We're almost moving into summer. And what that means for what I have done in my garden is that I have done all of the spring or building activities. And it's almost easier to understand this analogy and how it applies to your business, the idea of something tangible, like getting your garden ready. So for the vast majority of the spring season, I have been germinating my seeds inside when it was nice and warm. I planted my garden in these little dirt little packets, and it has been growing for the past 2 months inside. I've been watering every day, taking actually quite a bit of time to plant those seeds in the first place and paying pretty close attention to that. In the past few weeks, it has been warm enough so that I was able to transfer those seeds from inside to outside. And now my garden is growing outside, and this has been a really long process. What this means for your business is something along the same direction. It can mean opportunity to build on that business front, or perhaps to learn another skill. This is also the idea of a birth, birthing an idea, birthing a new plan for your business. In this season, it's necessary to make the plans, just like my garden analogy. If I didn't take the time to sow the seeds, I wouldn't have anything to harvest later in the summer and in the fall. Spring is about that possibility and that potential. You may be full of ideas, and I felt this before. Maybe you feel excited about what the future is going to mean about this particular idea or maybe new service offering and what that means to your business. And something that's also really important to mention is that you probably feel like you have enough energy for you to follow through with this project. As we move into the summer season in my garden, this is something that I have been meaning to do for the past few days. And the reason why I say this, it really helps to solidify this analogy, is that we have to ensure that what we have put into place for spring continues to grow. So I'm looking at my garden, and it is already time to weed to ensure that my garden can flourish. And this is something that's really interesting because paying close attention to all that work that you've done in the first aspect in spring has to be followed through in this next aspect. So what I have to do for my garden is that I have to weed. I have to make sure that my chickens are going to be eating my garden. I'm make sure that the foxes and other bunnies in the area are going to get to my garden. I have to make sure that I'm watering and I'm weeding. And a lot of this is reflected into the summer season of our business, because in this season, you have to pay close attention to what you're putting into execution. You have to nurture those projects or the relationships or whatever you put into place in that first season in order to ensure that all that work that you did just doesn't die. And this is something that I see very much with my garden. And it's interesting because I've done so much work up to this point. But usually what tends to happen is that the excitement kind of ends. It's no longer new. So it's much more that I need to get into a routine and just keep going and watering this garden and ensuring that my plants are getting everything that they need. It is exactly the same in business. That excitement of starting a new project is kind of over, but you have to continue with the plan. You got to get those projects closer to completion. It's almost feeling like a grind that you may want to move on to something new and exciting. But the natural progression of business, as in life, is that we have to keep watering, keep tending, and keep nurturing. Let's move on to fall. Now, just to give some perspective here, and maybe you've heard this before, but fall is the season of harvest. Only if you've put in the work in spring and summer. And of course, this makes sense. In Canada, we have Thanksgiving, which is at the end of the summer season, and the harvest. It's always in the beginning of October, where our families get together. We share the harvest. And right now, I'm kind of looking at that longingly because I'm just about to start the summer season. And I still have to tend to my garden and nurture and water it. But I know if I can do that for the next 3 months, then I am going to be able to have a really nice harvest and have really nice vegetables for those next months. The same is true in your business. If you've put in that amount of work with those clients, with those relationships, or maybe with those projects of learning something new, if you continuously do that, then fall is the time to reap your rewards. Perhaps it's something a little bit more intangible. Maybe you've been looking to put into a marketing system and be consistent with that. While getting through spring and summer and going into fall is where you probably feel more confident that you are starting to see traction. You're starting to see traction in this aspect of your business because you have put in the work of 3 months of consistently tending to your garden. And that's when you're going to see the results of this. And that is so reflective on what I see my members of Accelerate. If they've been diligent with doing the work every day, then fall, or that season of fall after about 3 months or so, is when they start to get the results. And whether it's learning a new skill, like how to do office ergonomic assessments, or if it's landing that client that they've always dreamed of landing, or reflective of their ideal client avatar research. The last season I want to talk about is winter. And winter can seem like it is very different compared to the spring, summer, and fall months, because it is. If you've ever experienced at least a Canadian winter, you know that there is absolutely nothing you can do for your garden outside. Of course, you can grow things inside, but things change drastically here. There's snow outside. There's nothing much we can do. Winter has been called the season to rest. And sometimes we need that in our business, whether or not we want it, or maybe it has been forced upon us. Maybe your clients dry up and there's nothing in your pipeline. Or maybe you're launching a new type of ergonomic service, but there's absolutely no bites out there. Maybe the savings in our account start to dwindle, and maybe we feel like we are frustrated because nothing is working right now. What I want to share with you about this aspect of the seasons of our life is that winter can be the season to rest. We can't be going all the time because it almost feels like it's not natural if you use this type of analogy that I'm sharing with you today. What I have found that's useful when I'm in the winter season, whether I want to be in the winter season or not, and what I mean by useful is that I mean that I'm progressing through it because I know that ideas are coming around the corner in spring, but I just need to get through it. And I need to use it as a useful springboard. Is that I reflect, I rest, and I restore. So I take stock of where I am in my business, what has worked for the past quarter and for the past year, if you want to use that analogy for winter, like it takes a full year. I rest and I restore. So I look at other areas that have not been in service to me, and I consider what needs to change and what needs to be let go. I really appreciate the season analogy because when I reflect back to the changes and new projects and execution of those projects in my personal business and Ergonomics Help and the programs that I have developed or programs that I've let go of, I really see that there's a lot of similarities with this. And when my programs or projects haven't been successful, it's probably because I haven't been spending enough time in the spring or summer periods. All right. So I hope that's useful for you. I hope you got something from that. And don't forget that at the end of June 28th, 2021, I'm going to be opening enrollment to my Accelerate program. We talk about ideas like this, and you're going to be in that community setting where you're having the ability to look at your business perhaps from a step away and determine what you need to take it to the next level or opportunities for growth. Can't wait to have you in there. Can't wait to have you part of the trainings leading up to Accelerate as well. Until then, I'll see you soon. So if you like what you heard in this podcast episode and you want to learn more, you want to learn how other healthcare professionals are already adding office ergonomic expertise to their services and practice, I have a training for you. All you have to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. That's ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo, and you can get started today.